Buddhism is about joy, but it never forgets the struggle.
A history of the world in 100 objects. Shiva and Parvati sculpture. A stone statue from Orissa in India. 12th or 13th century.
This week, we're looking at the world around 700 years ago and how different religious traditions tried, through objects, to bring people directly into contact with the divine. In this program, we're in Orissa, a densely populated rice-producing state in northeast India on the Bay of Bengal. Around 1300, it was a prosperous, sophisticated Hindu kingdom, which built thousands, literally thousands, of magnificent temples. This was the great period of Orissan religious architecture, and the buildings that were most admired were the ones that had the most extravagant ornamentation. Most of these temples were dedicated to the god Shiva. For the people of Orissa, Shiva, one of the three central deities of Hinduism, the god of paradoxes, the god who forever creates and destroys, was the lord of their land. In Shiva, all opposites are reconciled.